Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dub Knight.
Well, I just like to say that, as I told you people before, I'm a very progressive person. So I always believe in liberties for all people. You know, on a personal level, I have my choices, my preferences. But even on a personal level, but political worldview level, I'm very progressive, very open, very liberal, but I'm also respect other people's beliefs. But one thing is right is that the Senate passed respect for the Marriage Act. I think that's good for people who are gay to be allowed to marry. It's just fundamentally the right thing to do. I mean, the truth is they had to. You know, if the Supreme Court with this five, five members who are conservative, and the majority, of course, is conservative, 5-3, they would have overturned it and sent it to the states, and then they could have got rid of gay marriage, which is unfair. You know, because the truth is everybody, regardless of what sexuality you desire, have a right to marry. I know people on the other side politically going to disagree with me, but I don't care. It's just fundamentally right, you know. It's fundamentally right to let people marry. It already passed the law in 2015 to let people, regardless of sexual orientation, marry. So I'm glad that that has happened. So to all gay people, can celebrate. And to all people who feel liberated by the decision, celebrate it. To all those who oppose, I'm sorry. It's not fair to take away someone else's beliefs based on religious biases or so on. It's just not fair. We have to separate church and state. I know what people are going to say. With their religion beliefs, regardless of what religion you are, it's not fair to discriminate on a personal level. There is a concern about this bill, though. Well, you know, they're talking about religious freedoms. And I say that is a concern for me because if you're gay, you should not be discriminated on your marriage, in job or something, or employment or whatever. You should not. And that is a scenario that will be that could be a problem because I see lawsuits, I see conflicts, and going right to the courts. So it's not right. Now, interracial marriage, you know, you marry who you love. Love does not see color. Okay. I, as a person, heard this scenario where somebody near me who keeps saying you have to they said stay with your own kind. That's so racist, bigoted. A white supremacist, a KKK, believe that scenario. Hate groups believe that. It's ignorant. Love does not see color. Love is on the inside. So, you know, as a person who has been discriminated, I've been discriminated in more ways than one. I've been discriminated on my size. I've been discriminated on my race. I've been discriminated on who I love. I've been discriminated, you know, people discriminated me simply because I owned a little home. But, you know, it had to do with all kinds. I'm very sensitive to discrimination or racism or homophobia or something because it has happened to me. Directly and indirectly. So I am progressive for life. I am liberal. I am very open. Blue, blue, blue. But I respect people who, you know, I ain't going to wish to take someone else's rights or discriminate someone else. I can't. Well, on a personal level, I have my preferences and what life experiences I had. I had some really bad experiences. I'll tell you about that in another show. But I'm glad the Respect for the Marriage Act is passed. It's better to have it passed by the Senate and to go into law than to have a Supreme Court justice overturn it, like with abortion. I personally think that abortion should be a woman's right. So that's how I think, you know. As I believe in Stanford, it's always going, things are always going to change. Progressively, there's going to be changes. And there are right changes, and people develop common sense over time. They're not going to stay the same, but it takes a lot of time sometimes to bring people to see the truth. Because, you know, a lot of atrocities have happened when people believe or have laws or practices that discriminate. We went through slavery, we saw the Holocaust, we went through all kinds of evils in this world and in this United States history. You know, people weren't allowed to vote. You know, we saw this women's suffrage. You know, there wasn't allowed to vote in 1920. So I'm glad that's over. So it will progress. I'm not surprised because I always felt that this was going to happen, and it's going to continue to happen for what's right, spiritually and ethically. You know, common sense. You go by common sense. If you see something, you practice something, if it doesn't bother somebody and if it doesn't hurt somebody, then it's nothing wrong with it. Now, if you practice something, somebody do something or have relationship, whatever, and if it hurts somebody, it bothers somebody directly, it's evidence that this is bothering everybody, then I have to stop, you know. So, the truth of the matter is gay and lesbians have been around since the beginning of time, just as long as the straight people. It's like a phenomenon of lifestyle that has been around since Earth has begun. It's also been shown to be in other animal kingdoms, flies, bears, and so on. I mean, it's shown that there was homosexual activity in other animals. So it's very natural. It's part of nature. Just like straight, being straight or, you know, heterosexual. You know, it's, you love who you love, you know. It's biologically, has shown to be biologically. Some people feel they've been born that way. You can't help it. And I don't like when people, you know, the homophobia, the discrimination, say, well, oh, you can change by prayer away or conversion. That's not, you're only going to mess someone up. That is so unethical. Let people who are gay live, you know. It doesn't matter if you're gay or straight. It doesn't matter, you know. We're people, you know. It's always going to be a straight and a gay person on this planet. So everybody should be treated equally, and everybody should be allowed to live. Interracial marriage, that has been going on a long time. Now, that's heterosexual, but or homosexual. You know, it doesn't matter what race you are in. We're human beings. We're still 100% the same. So scientifically, I mean, that's basic common sense. You love who you love. Some congratulations for the marriage, for the Respect for Marriage Act. I'm glad that it has passed. And more progression, as I told my friend earlier. We came a long way, you know, with civil rights and equality, but we still got some ways to go. There are a lot of evil and a lot of people who have not been represented in the society. And it's shown what's going on with, you know, allegations with some people in the media with anti-Semitism, and, you know, anti-Semitism is wrong. Anti-Semitism is wrong. You know? Being Jewish is beautiful. Being black is beautiful. Being white is beautiful. Being whoever you want, whoever you are, skin tone, religion, sexual orientation, transgender, whatever you feel yourself are or you're born into this world to be, is beautiful. There's nothing wrong with it. We got to stop the discrimination. We got to. But for one thing, I'm glad the Respect for Marriage Act has passed. So we can all celebrate another liberty. I feel it's very similar to, you know, the Board of Brown versus Board of Education into segregation. That was an atrocity. Segregation is over. I feel the Civil Rights Act in 1964 was a groundbreaking situation. I feel lots of other acts in this world, you know. We have our first woman vice president, which is great. I know eventually there's going to be a woman president. I know it will. I feel it. I don't know when, but it's going to happen. We just have to accept it. It doesn't matter about who they are. It's about whether are they qualified to do the job. And I'm glad we overcame a big hurdle, electing the first African-American as president. And he was very much qualified to run an office. So it doesn't matter what we are. It's just a matter of our abilities or our skills. So Respect for Marriage Act is a great thing. But as they say, somebody said, two steps forward, one step back. It may happen, you know, with attacks from people who want to inhibit people, who inhibit minorities. You know, there are people who are fundamentally bigoted. Their religious biases and so on are going to try to stop this. So, but I don't think they will stop gay marriage because gay marriage would be legal forever. But I also believe that, you know, we'll develop into a better society by letting people live. Because the truth is America has a big platform to allow this, because that makes us the greatest country in the world. Because around China, Russia, well, they don't allow certain people to have rights, but we do. We don't have kings, but we have leaders to help us to feel that we're 100% free. And that's the United States of America. Congratulations to everybody, and, you know, gay people are free. Respect for the Marriage Act is the right thing to do. We came a long way, and we got some ways to go, but it's going to continue to progress for the better for one day, I hope in my lifetime, where we all can feel equal. But if not, which is a strong possibility, I won't see some people get free, but you will see a day where anti-Semitism will be gone. We no longer issue. I mean, and stuff. You'll see all that go away. I'll say it in a more mainstream situation. You know, unfortunately, you know, it's always going to be some degree of discrimination, bigotry. But hopefully it would be to the point where it's just so eradicated that it won't be a part of the mainstream. And I hope to see a Jewish president. I hope to see a woman president, which will happen. A Latino president, that's going to happen. You're going to see lots of changes first. So we can get into a society that it doesn't matter who runs for president, or it doesn't matter who we are. We can marry. We can be whoever we want. And that's what makes the United States a great place to live. I mean, we got some ways to go. We do. We got problems. But we came a long way. So congratulations to the Respect for Marriage Act. It's truly a great equal rights initiative for now.